What a man, what a man, what a man, what a mighty good man.
Salt and Pepper. I think about that song and I don't know. I think of myself being a man, or being the man that I am, the man that I think I am, the man that I know I am. It's songs like that, how other people perceive what manhood is, that make me question myself. I shouldn't have to question myself because I am very comfortable with who I am, what I stand for. I know that I'm different. But when people make comparisons between what a person see one person as and compare themselves, or they compare you to other people, that sucks. Being a man is subjective, but what comes with being a man, from my perspective, being in the body, in the mind of a man, is that of power, authority, responsibility. Okay, that is definitely case by case. And I'm sure that there might be some women out there that might disagree with that. Kind of laugh. Because responsibility? Being a man is taking care of your business, taking care of your family. When it comes to the opposite sex, that you pursue the opposite sex, you have sex and you get into a relationship, you use them and abuse them, and then in a relationship, there could actually be a relationship that a man actually hooks up with a woman, not just for sex, but to be in a strong relationship. That could be a friendship or just simply a strong relationship. And they get married, they have kids, they are the symbol of the family. They are the breadwinners. Living up to those standards proves to be very challenging. Because there's more to being a man than just what we think. Being a man is being able to be realistic about yourself, your abilities, and understanding the world around you and how you work within that world. Now, in that world, you will have other people who would place the expectations on you what they think a man is. For example, a man isn't supposed to, let's see, a man isn't supposed to wash clothes, wash dishes, vacuum the floor, garden, watch the kids, put the kids to bed. It sucks because that, there's nothing wrong with that. A man is about being engaged, being aware of who you are, what you stand for, stand up for what you stand for, be that supporter, and sometimes be open to follow other people to make things work. When I think of the opposite sex, the sexist, almost went there. The sexist stuff that come up. I think about growing up and how I look around me and men in my environment, they drink and they talk badly about women. They call them B words. Yes, I know we're adults here, but why getting into the language so much? Ah, oh, what the heck, I'll slip. Those bitches, those hoes, they ain't know anything. They just lay on their back and they take it. They better take it because I'm getting mine. All they're good for is having babies. Ew. Suck. Because no one wants to be the outsider. We as human beings, we need to connect in some way. Our relationships don't have to be that of lovey-lovey, kissy-kissy, but just being with and around a person and having something in common. Understanding differences, but the similarities is what make coming together happen. So there's this common bonding when it comes to males, where the thinking about women being bitches and hoes and, you know, all they're good for is sex, is this bro mentality, this communal thinking that serves to break down what a person is and could be. Now, I say person, that's generalizing it. I mean, I would generalizing it, but this podcast is about specifically men, so I'm going to stick to that. But it's through our relationships with other men that we define ourselves. When I would reach out to other men and I would get answers, it was sexist. It made me feel uncomfortable. Even when I bumped into some men that would say, "Well, you got to respect a woman, son, because women are worthy of respect." I so agree to that. That is the wording that I relate to. And I also hear and see these individuals do the total opposite, treat women like crap, or they say the funkiest things, demeaning things. Not only demeaning things about women, but demeaning things about themselves. Part of the relationship that we have with the opposite sex as men is definitely how we identify as males. What we think about ourselves. Because we carry that into other relationships. And the toxic idea of what a man is, how it manifests itself, and how we communicate with each other as men. How that carry over into relationships with the opposite sex. If you are into men, it's the same thing. How we think about ourselves, our roles in society as men carry over into our relationships. And it becomes challenged. Especially if you should have some feminine tendencies, or if you do something that is not manlike, like if you wear certain clothing, there are certain things that you don't wear. What is it when a man wears makeup? There's the stigma. They're gay. Oh, there's something wrong with him. He's fruity. I don't believe in that kind of talking. But being a man comes with that stigma, that stereotyping, that comparison of what they believe a man is and what a man really is. A man could wear makeup. A man could wear a dress. A man could wear high heels. A man could tighten up his hair and make it look tight up, tight, tight, tight. And yet that is so different than what we believe a man should be. But in that, there is a confidence, that awareness of self, being true to who you are. Now, if you're not into wearing dresses, high heels, and doing up your hair and wearing makeup, okay, that's you. That's all you. But putting our beliefs, the standards that we believe, onto another male has been problematic. Just talking like this, I'm sure it has subject me to all sorts of scrutiny. People kind of questioning, where's he getting at? Is he gay? Ooh. The rumor gossip, people start talking and all that kind of stuff. I'm used to that. Being the male that I am, I've always been different. I've always stood out. Let me tell you, when I graduated from high school, I had this thing for scrunchies, female scrunchies, those bands that women put inside of their hair, tie it up, keep their hair out of their eyes, their ears. Somebody hit me to it and I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. I like to wear the scrunchies on my wrist. So I would walk around with a scrunchie on my wrist. Yes, I was different. Yes, I knew I was different. And I knew that people would scrutinize me. Talk about me behind my back. And yes, that did happen. What I like is that where I went to school, small school in Northern California, I socialized. And I found a lot of times that there were people who asked me about my scrunchie. Why do I wear scrunchies? And I had different colors, different sizes. And I would tell them, it's kind of cool. It's just different. I color coordinated. I match it with my shirt, my pants, and all sorts of different things. It was just cool to me. And there'll be guys that be looking at me weird and like, what is he doing? And, you know, there were people that chose not to talk to me because I was different. And wearing a scrunchie is just something that was not normal. That wasn't normal. I wasn't normal. Equal, I am not normal. Now, I was confident in myself, but I walked around and there was this insecurity that was there. It's like, probably I shouldn't be wearing a scrunchie. I don't know. Is this why people don't talk to me? Probably if I didn't wear a scrunchie, people would talk to me. That whole thing about acceptance, I wanted to be accepted to a certain degree. I wanted to make meaningful connections with people. I found that people that got to know me, I had the best relationships. Even though I'm kind of weirded about relationships in general, I was able to have really good conversations with people, enough where I would hang out with them, we would go places, and I learned all sorts of different ideas. Different cultures. It was really eye-opening to be able to be who I was and walk the world on my terms, not the terms of what society thinks. In this matter, not walking around being the man that people think I should be. I'm kind of getting angry, kind of thinking about it. It's frustrating. Because as soon as somebody sees somebody that's different, as that anger build and those other emotions, it translates into physical harm, psychological abuse, mental distress, especially being an African-American male. Definitely, there's things that you have to show. You have to be a certain way. You have to dress a certain way. You got to talk a certain way. Your gait, the way that you walk, how you style yourself, having jewelry, having nice shoes, and all of that would equal getting the girls, getting the hotties, right? So males walk around looking like something that other people say that they should look like to get the girl. And to feel good, some people are challenged to step outside of themselves, outside of their comfort zone. And I did that. I tried the baggy pants, shirts, wearing boots, wearing my hat a certain way. You know what? For me, saggy pants? Hell no. I tried that. Nobody can say that I did not try. I was so uncomfortable. My parents didn't have much money. But my mom got me these Dickies. Dickies. For me, they were associated with gangsters. So I got these Dickies and I'm like, Mom, I can't wear these Dickies. This is gang related. And I put them on. They were big for me, off of my butt. And I'm walking around. Legs were bunching up at the bottom. And I felt so uncomfortable. One day, I wanted to surprise this girl. And I gonna sneak out the house, take the bus, and visit this girl, right? So looking at my clothes, all I had was these pants and this nice shirt. So I went ahead and I was like, oh, all right, I'll just go ahead and do this. So I put those pants on, uncomfortable. I got out the house. I walked to the bus stop. From my house to the bus stop, it was about 8 blocks. So I'm walking 8 blocks in a gang-infested neighborhood, in a Crip neighborhood, blue neighborhood. I'm walking to the bus stop. My pants are sagging, and I'm pulling my pants up as I'm walking. I had to be about, 13, 14 years old, I think. And I was so lucky. I was so happy that I made it to the bus stop. Nobody harassed me or anything. Got on the bus, went to go visit this girl. Picking up my pants. Didn't work out. I think the girl was with somebody else in her house. So I got back on the bus. Got off the bus and I walked 8 blocks back home. I got to the 5th block. I look ahead and there were police officers that was harassing some kids. And I'm like, oh, shoot. I'm picking up my pants. I'm trying to make it look decent. So all of this was happening on the left side of the street. I was on the right. While the police was doing their thing with those boys, I said, okay, I'm going to stay on this side of the street and I'm going to walk right past them. I'll be all right. So I started walking past the cops and they said, hey, you, get over here. I said, sir, I'm just trying to get home. And he said, get over here. So I walked across the street, picking up my pants. The pants, I was sagging and I'm pulling up my pants. And the cop was like, get against the wall. I said, sir, I am just going home. I'm not doing anything. So he put me against the wall, pat me down, told me to sit down. And he started talking on his CB, his radio, whatever. So I'm sitting there with these two other guys. And then the guy looked at me and said, all right, you can go. I was like, yes, sir. I jetted out of there. I started walking fast. And when I hit the block where my house was, I turned that block and I ran home, pants falling off my ass. I was so uncomfortable. I forced myself to be uncomfortable. All because of a girl, for one. Yes, my parents only had so much money. I got those pants and I had to deal with it. Very fortunate because I didn't get shot. And even though I got harassed by the police, I didn't get beat down by the police or anything. This was before Rodney King, people. So there was all sorts of different things that was happening with the police that people do not understand. That's part of being a male. Harassment. As a black male, being harassed at any given time because of the color of your skin, let alone the clothes that you're wearing. how you walk, how you talk. So what it is to be a man, it's going to be different for people depending on circumstances, culture. Regardless, there is an idea of what a man should be. And from my perspective, being the male that I am, you have to step up to that idea of manhood, or else people will look at you, you'll be outcasted, people will ignore you. I had a lot of that. And that happened to other people too. We never talked about it. All we knew is that we were different, and there were people that were brave enough to be their own selves and buck whatever people would think. For a black man to be with a white woman, it wasn't like back in the 50s, 60s. Black people would kind of look at you. I felt like disown you if you were with a white woman. As a male, there is this thinking that there ain't a lot of black women. All these white women come up and they sweeping up our black men. Or, oh, he's just into white women and he doesn't care about black people and all this. There's this stigma. And it gets in the way of having solid relationships, any kind of relationship. It's not just about girlfriend, boyfriend, sexual relations. Just having a relationship that in the back of your mind, you would think there's something wrong with this guy. Oh, no, I don't want to. And then lots of times, you know that people were on the racist side, shall I say. And they be in your face acting like they're the nicest people in the world. Hi. Oh, yeah. How are you doing? Oh, you want to hang out? You want to do this? And they'll be talking behind your back. Just talking behind your back because you're different. And that happened to many people. And nobody talked about that. So what it means to be a man? What does it mean to be a man? From my experience, it's about being true to yourself, who you are, being the best person that you can be, and live happy. Regardless if you have feminine qualities, or you dress different, talk different. I guess thinking about it, could being a man be fluid? Oh, I know people are not liking this conversation. And if my words get taken out of context, I'm just going to have to accept that. I need people to understand that just because someone is different, they don't fit the description of what we believe a person should be, that doesn't make them any less of a person. It's that human think a certain way. We have to challenge what we see, what we hear, how we feel. We have to be realistic about what we are experiencing. What we think and feel affect other people. For me, I like being a male because I live my life in a certain way. I don't live it to be like other people. I don't wear my clothes because I feel like I have to look a certain way because I'm a male. Because I'm black, I should be this and I should go with this person and do that. It's hard to deal with those stereotypes, the stigma, the silliness. Personally, I'm going to continue to live my life. I'm a happy man. I'm married, got my children. I wear the clothes the way that I wear my clothes. I act the way that I act. And every single day, I have to deal with my insecurities. And that's part of being human. If it's part of being human to deal with our insecurities, then join me. Understand that we are going to feel uncomfortable. Challenge those things. Challenge them. So, when you see me, you're going to see a man, but you're going to see a man who live on his terms. not according to what other people think I should be, what I should do, how I should act. Good luck to all of y'all. Any males listening to this? More power to you. It's a hustle. To women, hey, there's more to being a man than what you think. We have our challenges, and it's hard to step up and take them on. Please take it easy. Take time to understand us. And I'm not saying tolerate our shit. If we're doing stupid shit and we just keep on doing it over and over again and we don't want to change, especially if it's hurting other people, hurting you, you don't have to take up with it. But being a man is tough. And I look forward to hearing other people's thoughts and opinions. What's it like being a woman? I like to have that conversation. I'm going to work on a guest that could talk about that. I like to hear the female side of it. Email me. The number 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. So it's the number 4. 4. counts.care@gmail.com. That is 4. C-O-U-N-S dot C-A-R-E at gmail.com. Grow forward, everyone. And I do mean grow forward. Hasta.